Well, hello there, listeners. It's still February 27. I'm just making a new episode because I'm changing subject. You can hear in the background planes. This is like military planes, and if you want to know why are they there, you can listen to the preview episode. Or generally to the podcast, because the preview episode is about the present today's background to the... Oh, sorry, these planes are really noisy, huh? Preview episode is relate with the today's story about why there is so many planes. But I guess the whole podcast is about it. Anyway, different subject. I wanted to... present to you or tell you about a conversation that I had yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yesterday with one of the organizers of Tzav Teisha. Tzav Teisha is a new Israeli organization that was created and activated during the current war. I already mentioned them in preview episodes. What they're doing as an organization is to block the humanitarian trucks that are going from Israel into Gaza. Because, as you probably know, Gaza is all destroyed and messed up, and everyone there are homeless and hurt. I guess not much food managed to be created there. So trucks with food and medicine are going there to keep those hundreds of thousands or millions of, I don't know, many people alive kind of like preventing a big mess of people of starving to death, I guess. So those people of Tzav Teisha, they're going there to block those trucks. Because, their claim is, and it's, I actually believe this claim, I don't think it's justifying their activities, but it is a sensible claim that much of this supply is going to the Hamas military people and help them sustain their military force. Now, if you want to destroy some military organization, so the planes are really loud. Huh? If you want to destroy the military organization, it makes sense to prevent them from food. But on the way, they're preventing food from a whole bunch of civilian population, and they doing it claiming that they claim to do it for the benefit of the hostages, to make sure that the hostages come back, which was, I wanted to in preview episode I explained that I found a link to their WhatsApp group, and I entered it just to see from the inside how does it look like, the activity of this organization. And yesterday I decided to confront one of the organizers. It's a woman named Ilana that is publishing a lot of she publishing messages within the organization WhatsApp group about showing the activity of the organization and invite people to participate. So I will read the conversation to you, and maybe give my perspective on it. And I wish that I hope that the planes are not too loud, that it's possible to listen to it. Pretty loud.
Yeah.
Okay. So it goes like this. I send her a WhatsApp message. The whole conversation is on WhatsApp, and I will translate it to English while reading. So maybe I will stop every once in a while with places that are difficult to translate. So the conversation starts when I respond to a message that she sent that is again showing the activity of the organization and invite people to participate and claim claim for the activity to help the help return the hostages. So I wrote her, Ilana again is the name of the this woman. Ilana, how does stopping the trucks is benefit for the release of the hostages? I understand the direct connection between avoiding food and between starvation to death of the Hamas terrorists and with them the rest of the Gaza population, but the hostages are trapped with them and their food supplies are the same food supplies. In my mind, I see a terrible vision of the hostages starving to death together with the Hamas and the Gaza people. And with it, I do not see how this starvation will be beneficial to their release. Could you please calm me down and explain me the logic in the activity of Tzav Teisha regarding keeping the hostages alive and releasing them? So she answered me, she drew like a line of ideas that are connected in her vision, and she's saying when Gaza people are hungry, they are tired of the authority of Hamas, then they put pressure upon Hamas to end this story and release the hostages, and they give more information. Like the civilians will give more information about the hostages, because it's quite well known that the Hamas is hiding the hostages within civilian population. So actually I gotta admit the line that she drew kind of seemed rational to me, like it that does make sense. She kind of managed to convince me in a way that their activity might benefit for the release of the hostages. I still think that it's not the most beneficial way to do this, I think international pressure upon Hamas is the best way to do it. Another thing that I see there is that I was like kind of between the line claiming that they are starving to death a whole bunch of civilian population, and she didn't say that it's wrong. She didn't say no, we are not starving to death a whole civilian population. So kind of like seeing that as a improvement that she give for the for this observation. Now she adding another message and saying, except that so far the hostages didn't got even the smallest thing that being sent for them, like medicine. The Hamas have to stay to keep the hostages alive because this is their card. Without it, there is no negotiation. Our pressure is adding pressure upon the public, and this is eventually moving something. The American think otherwise. So again, I kind of understand her logic, and that's a important thing to notice. I think that I do see her as a logic thinker, because she did manage to convince me, let's say, that the hostages will not starve to death. It makes sense that even if there is not much food in Gaza and people are starving to death, the Hamas will still make sure that the hostages are not starving to death, because it's just losing strength for them, it's losing their negotiation card. Yeah, it makes sense. But I still see how the Hamas and the Gaza population as much as they're more fearful and hurtful and hungry, they are. I can see how they abusing and torturing the hostages a lot. I don't even want to start specifically imagine what do they do to those hostages when they understand that that the humanitarian trucks are blocked by civilian population in Israel. But I didn't told her that because I'm trying to like I want the conversation to continue. I want to like get I'm trying to understand her mindset and the way the things that are leading her to support and organize this activity. So so what I answered is thank you for the quick, detailed response. Yeah, I understand the logic that you describe here, and I really hope that the civilian pressure that there will be create a civilian pressure upon Hamas. Now, I really do hope that civilian pressure will be put upon Hamas. I think it's also a useful way to finish the war and release the hostages. But what I didn't tell her is that I hope the civilian pressure will not require the starving people to death. Yes, and then I start another claim, and I'm saying again, quoting what I wrote here. But I wonder, is this pressure productive? Is this pressure productive out of knowing that Hamas in the first place does not imply any meaning to the life of the Azatic people, the technique of the human shield, etc. The technique of the human shield is the habit of Hamas, his technique of hiding or placing his military base and military and weapon supply within civilian population, and specifically in places like hospitals, school, mosques, places that know that they know that it's less it's difficult to bomb, so they kind of use the civilians of Gaza to protect themselves, and in this way causing much death and harm to the people of Gaza. This is like a well-known a very very well-known thing. It's used in Israel to legitimate Hamas in a sensible right way. I think it is a terrible thing that Hamas doing. And now I'm bringing my main new claim, and I'm asking and I'm saying to her, and I wonder, and I think it's appropriate to respond that in order to give legitimate to the activity of Tzav Teisha, what about all the Gaza people that are missing even the mental ability to support Hamas because they are unaware to the situation. I mean babies, little children, people, retarded people, like mentally people that have like mental problems, and autistic. In which claims we as a nation and Tzav Teisha as an organization can justify the starvation to death of those mass of helpless people. Now, before I read her answer to you, which I think will be in the next part of this episode, I'll say that I think in this message it's the closest that I got to lie. I'm kind of like I'm really really trying not to lie generally in my life. I did say here we as a nation, even though I don't see myself as part as any nation, as you probably know if you listen to preview episode of the podcast, but I think this is as far as I went with lying. I did like didn't say stuff that I knew that will stop the conversation, but really trying not to lie to her. Now another point that is important to to explain here is that the common a very common opinion in Israel, and especially within a right wing and obviously in extreme right wing populations, is the idea that all of Gaza people are supporting Hamas, and therefore they are all count as terrorists, and from that perspective it's like okay to kill them all because they are all terrorists, because they are all supporting Hamas, even though you can see video of Gaza people that are shouting stuff against Hamas, and even though that most of the Gaza population that living now did not even had the right of vote because they were under 18 when Hamas started his controlling Gaza. And so I put these claims aside. I'm like kind of like, without saying it, kind of like agreeing with the argument that that all of the Gaza people are supporting Hamas. Like I don't doubt that claim. I'm not confronting this claim, because I know she will just tell me, no, you're wrong, they're all supporting Hamas, or at least I guess this is what she will say. So I put my argue, or I'm asking about the people that are technically cannot support Hamas because they don't have the mentally ability for that. So it's babies, children, and retarded people and autistic. So I will make another part of it. You can listen to it if you want to know what she's answered.